This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Music streaming platforms are rolling out their annual data on who got played the most this year. Apple Music Replay and Spotify Wrapped have the data sets. TikTok's got a version. Let's take a closer look with Dan Runcy, founder of Trapital, an industry publication that tracks business trends in music and beyond. Dan, great to reconnect.
Thanks for having me. Excited to be here.
So top of both Apple and Spotify's list is a recognizable name here, Taylor Swift. I mean, we know why.
Huge year. She released her latest studio album, Midnights, at the end of 2022, which had tons of room to have plenty of streams in 2023. But then she also re-released two very popular albums of hers in 2023, plus the massive tour and the records that it broke, plus the drama and all of the things that happened with Ticketmaster as well, plus the celebrity relationships. So it's no surprise that she's at the top of this list and also named Time's Person of the Year and several other accolades.
As you look throughout the lists a little bit further down, do you see the influence of social media platforms?
Definitely. And there's a few things that stick out with these lists because you also have the TikTok list as well. And while TikTok isn't a traditional streaming service like the other two, it still is a source where a lot of music discovery happens. And if you are a listener that's in the U.S., then you'll see a lot of representation by SZA.
I'm so mature. I'm so mature. I'm so mature.
Morgan Wallen.
Last night we let the liquor talk. I can't remember.
If you're a user that's in Latin America, you likely saw much more from Bad Bunny or Peso Pluma or Karol G and artists like that.
You mentioned Morgan Wallen of country music fame, most listened to song of the year, Apple Music. But over on Spotify, most streamed is Flowers by Miley Cyrus. What accounts for that, do you think?
Country music itself, while it's grown its popularity across the globe, it still is a genre that is most popular in the U.S. And on a platform like Apple Music, Apple Music is much more centered around the users that are in the U.S., just considering the adoption with the iPhone, but they don't necessarily have the same level of penetration when you look everywhere else in the globe.
Now, we should spare a thought for wonderful artists who aren't such big names trying to get some attention on these streaming services. You know, they don't earn that much from these streaming services, do they?
No, and there's been a few changes that they've made with certain rules that have happened where Spotify had announced that they now have a minimum threshold of 1,000 streams in a year in order to start generating revenue from the services. And this is something that does affect a majority of the artists on these platforms, just considering how many artists have ever put out any type of music on Spotify. There's a number of vested interests that want to see things continue to grow, but as things slow down, we're seeing a bit more debates around how best to split the current pie.
Dan Runcy is the founder of Trapital, which covers business trends in music, media, and entertainment. Thank you for the time.
Thanks for having me. It was great to be here.